Today on Dog Pound Report, we learn which Browns make the NFL's top 100 players of 2015. We take a look ahead to training camp and break down the linebackers in this week's position spotlight. This is Dog Pound Report.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Dog Pound Report. I'm Andy Baskin. As always, Nathan Zagura is here. We are almost to the season. We're like almost everything, and we're just in this holding period right now.
Yeah, for the players out, school's out for summer. They're going to go have some fun, stay refreshed on their playbooks, get their bodies right. We're about a month away from training camp, 2 months away from the start of the regular season. So we're getting there, Andy. We're getting there.
Just because they're not on the field doesn't mean we've got a lot of great things to talk about. We start with this week's first trending topic. And this week, the NFL Network continued to release their top 100 players of 2015. Joining Tayshaun Gibson, who was at number 67, and Joe Thomas, who is at number 25. Joe Hayden is at 23. Nathan, as I rattle off these numbers, man, these guys are all leaders, and they deserve to be where they are in the rankings.
No question, and it's great for the Browns to have two of the 25 best players in the NFL, according to this list. Number 25, Joe Thomas, of course, the 8-time Pro Bowler, has never missed a snap in the NFL. When you think of the Browns, you think of Joe Thomas. He's been the best player on this team ever since he was drafted. And then Joe Hayden, he is a true number one quarterback. He follows the number one receiver of every team. A lot of guys don't do that. Richard Sherman, he stays home on his side of the field in Seattle, not Joe Hayden. If Antonio Brown goes in the slot, so does Joe Hayden. If he goes to the right side of the field, so does Joe Hayden. He takes the number one guy every single week and was part of a defense that was number one in completion percentage allowed, number one in passes defense, number one in opponent quarterback rating allowed. They did a great job. The secondary is great, and he is the man. He's the straw that stirs the drink. 2-time Pro Bowler each of the last two seasons. Well-deserved, and ironically, number 23 for number 23.
It works. You think it's a bigger deal for the fans or it is for the players? I mean, they've got to take some satisfaction when the NFL Network ranks you like that.
If you look at Joe Hayden's Instagram or you look at his Twitter, you know he was very happy about it. Had to put a couple of graphics up about it. So I think it does matter to these players because ultimately, at least what they tell us, is that it's voted on by the players. So this is the respect from your peers. And Joe Hayden came in this one ahead of Ben Roethlisberger, ahead of Drew Brees, ahead of Jimmy Graham, ahead of LeSean McCoy. So a lot of respect for these two Browns. Actually, both guys were ahead of the four that I just mentioned.
All right, so let's
take that, Ben.
Let's move on to our next topic. I still think it's cool for the fans. The NFL's Rookie Symposium was this weekend. For the fourth straight year, all drafted rookies came to Northeast Ohio. One of their stops, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we caught up with David Baker, the executive president and director of the Hall, about the big event.
You know, Canton is only about an hour down the road from Cleveland, but this is where the game began. This will be the NFL's 96th season. So 96 years ago, September 17th of 1920, the NFL was founded right here in Canton, Ohio. It was in a car dealership called the Hupmobile. And our goal here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame is to be the guardians of the game, the values that it stands for. We honor in this gallery here the heroes of the game, the 295 best players of the game that have ever played it, of the 100 million guys that have ever played this game. So I think the commissioner and the owners, and certainly all of our board of trustees here at the Hall of Fame are excited to have these young men come back at the beginning of their career in the NFL to understand that these are the shoulders of the men that they stand upon.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about the symposium itself. What is it all about, and what do fans need to know about it?
Let me say, I like that guy. I like his pocket square. Reminds me a little bit of Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights. I want to hang out with that guy. But I think the symposium is a good thing for rookies because, listen, when you go from being a collegiate athlete to a professional, a lot of things come up that you don't know about. You start to have to worry about financial planning. You have to worry about your friends saying, hey, can you loan me this money? Can you give me that? So just teaching them what it's like to come in, assimilate to a team, going from being the big man on your team to now being a part of 53 guys on an NFL team, how you should live, where you're going to live, what type of property you should invest in. Are you getting a house? Are you getting an apartment? What to do? Basically, everything you need to know about that adjustment to life in the NFL. So these guys don't just come in here all of a sudden get handed, you know, millions of dollars for the guys who are drafted early, and they just have no idea what to do because they've never been in that situation before.
Right. I think the one thing about the Rookie Symposium, no matter what sport it is there's really no excuse. Like, I think a lot of times when we're here fans, we hear somebody takes a wrong turn here or there. They're like, how can they know better to do that? They really do know better because not only is the NFL, but the NFLPA make sure that these guys are trained not only in fiscal, but social and all those things out there that they really need to know. And I don't know that fans know that the NFL and the NFLPA work hard to make sure these guys do know what's going on.
They work very hard because at the end of the day, this is the lifeblood of the NFL, the players, and this is an influx of new talent. So, yeah, they have guys who come in and do the scare them straight speeches about their stories of woe, whether it be financial, whether it be running with the wrong crowd, getting into something that they shouldn't have, you know, substance abuse, performance-enhancing drugs, everything. These guys come out of that getting a crash course on what not to do and what to do. So hopefully when they come in, they can avoid the mistakes of some who went before them and weren't ultimately able to live up to their potential.
Well, the other thing is they get a chance to go out to Berea. If you get a little bit of rain, you're going to do some stuff out there. I think it's good for the Browns. It's good for Northeast Ohio. And I also, as we talked about with the Hall of Fame, it reminds these guys where football was born and how important it is to maybe some of the places where they don't play for.
Sure.
But they go into those venues and they understand the history and the tradition of what football means to these communities.
And I think that's so important, and we saw the guy from the Pro Football Hall of Fame talk about that as well. They're standing on the shoulders of these people who came before him. But yeah, it makes Ohio seem like the hotbed of football in the birthplace, which it was. And so it's good for these guys every year to come in, get to go to Berea, you get to go to the Browns facility, but also, as you said, the Pro Football Hall of Fame and kind of get that experience. And I know from talking to some of the Browns rookies, they absolutely loved it.
Very cool. All right, we got to get to this next topic because it's outstanding. The Browns weren't done adding to the roster in the offseason. On Monday, they were awarded Terrell Pryor from waivers from Cincinnati. What does this mean? I think this is going to make camp a lot of fun.
It's going to make it a lot of fun, and I have two words for this. Why not? There's no downside whatsoever. Is he going to play quarterback for this team? No. Terrell Pryor is not making it as a quarterback in the National Football League. Now we see him there with the Oakland Raiders. Who was his quarterback's coach at that time? It was John DeFilippo, the new offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. So they know each other. He's going to come in and try to be a receiver. When you look at this team, what don't you have? Well, yeah, you got Rodney Smith competing at 6'5". You don't have a guy who's 6'6", 230, 240, runs a 4'4", 40 like Terrell Pryor. We saw him catch that fade route at Ohio State, and you said to yourself, why doesn't this guy just play receiver? Well, now we're going to find out if it can happen. Unfortunately, he doesn't have practice squad eligibility, so he's going to have to make the team if he's going to be here, and it's an uphill battle. But this is one of those situations where you're betting on a tremendous athlete at a position of need, and why not take a look at Terrell Pryor?
It's the afterburner speed, and all you need to do is go back and watch the record-setting touchdown he had against the Steelers when he was playing for the Ravens.
He can fly 91 yards.
It is amazing, and this is going to make camp a lot of fun, I think. All right, stay tuned. More Dog Pound Report right after this.
After the break, we look ahead to this season's training camp position battles, and later in the show, we break down the Browns' collection of linebackers.